If a man started to work just as the sun is coming up in the morning, we might say that he started work at
daybreak.
All right. Or if you spoke of that in terms of the sun's coming up.
Sun up.
Sun up. All right. Someone asks, at what time did the sun come up this morning? You might say, well, the sun
arose
at such and such a
6:05.
Okay. And if a person worked until the sun went out of sight, we'd say that he worked until
sundown.
Something you did the day before today, you would say, well, I did that
Day before yesterday.
And something that you plan to do day after today, you'd
day
say...
Day after tomorrow.
And of course, if someone asks you what time it is, you would take out or look at your
wristwatch.
And if the clock pointed the hand on the minute hand pointed straight down, say at 4:30, how might you express that time?
Half past four.
All right. And if it were at a quarter, say it's 4:45, how would you express that time?
A quarter till.
You might say that the farmers had not such a good crop last year, but they're going to have a mighty good one.
You'd say a bumper crop.
And it would be in terms of, in contrast to last year, you would say, in terms of which year you're talking about. Last year it was not such a good crop, and then...
The future year we...
Or this particular
year would be a bumper crop.
Okay. Something had happened, just 12 months ago. We say that it happened a...
year ago.
Okay. When the weather is has been cloudy and it's beginning to improve, the sun's breaking through, how do you describe that?
Say it's clearing up.
Okay. Oh, a storm that produces thunder and lightning. What kind of storm do you call that?
We usually refer to it as a thunderstorm.
And a very heavy rain that pours down in sheets.
We say a downpour or a goose grounder.
Interesting, very interesting. Would you ever use a cloudburst? Or
occasionally.
But the others come.
That would be more common.
Yes. Okay. If the wind was strong all day, you might say that the wind what? Hard all day. The wind
blew.
All right. If you wake up in the morning and you can see nothing but gray out, can't see very far, we'd say, well, we have a heavy...
overcast.
Or if it's actually on the ground, you...
Oh, heavy fog.
All right. And then if it were that way most of the day, you say, well, we've had a very...
dreary. Sometimes we say a real cloudy, dreary day.
And if it were just down there on the ground all the time, what kind of day?
Let's see. I suppose we would just say a heavy fog, foggy day.
Okay, fine. What do you call a short, well, I would say a long, dry spell?
Severe drought.
Yes, and is there any other term you would use for a short period where things are getting kind of dry, but not dangerously so to crops? I don't know.
Usually, yes, we think it's a drought awful soon if we need the rain on the farm, see?
So it soon becomes
a drought. That's right. Yes. That's usually...
Okay. How would you describe that? The wind is...
Well, we usually say a high, terrifically high wind, probably. Mm-hmm. Might say wind was getting stronger. We sometimes use those terms.
And if the wind were dying down, then what?
Calm.
All right. Or would you...
I have heard that term, but I usually say calming.
Calming.
Yes.
All right. Late in September, early in October, the temperature's getting down around 32 degrees, so finally it does get down. Then the next morning we look out, there's white on the ground. We say we've had a...
first frost.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then also on the water, a pond, if the pond is covered with ice, we'd say, well, last night the pond...
froze over.
Mm-hmm.